What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I want to talk about change.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, everyone. So I am I'm actually right now in Atlanta, Georgia, or a suburb nearby, hanging out with my co-founder, my favorite people on this planet, Todd Dickerson, who's the genius who built ClickFunnels. And right now we are in a secret retreat away from everybody planning the future of ClickFunnels. And it is good. It is bright. It is exciting. But anyway, we're at kind of his lake house and looking over the lake and just hanging out this morning. We had elections a couple days ago. It's still, at the time I'm recording this, still chaos. No one knows who's going to win. And I'm not going to talk about that because I don't really want to put brain power into that. It's nothing I can control. So I want to focus on things I can control, which is, you know, looking at my company. What can I do? How can I make things better? And how can I serve at a higher level? So that's what we've been focusing on. And then, you know, from those questions come really good conversations. But I actually had something, a text message I got from my buddies, which was really cool. So the way I met this guy, he's actually a jiu-jitsu black belt. He lives here in Boise. And I don't know if I told you guys the story before, but you know, I'm a wrestler. I grew up as a wrestler, and I was a good wrestler. I was a state champ. I took second place in the country in high school. I was ranked in top 10 in college. And, you know, I was a good wrestler. And I remember I always assumed that because I was a good wrestler, I could beat almost anyone in a fight, right? So then fast forward one day, I'm on an airplane and flying home. And one of my old wrestling buddies is on the plane. I hadn't seen him in like 10 years. And he's like, dude, you should come do jiu-jitsu. And he's actually a really big jiu-jitsu fighter now, which is cool. But he's like, you should come do jiu-jitsu. I'm like, I've never done jiu-jitsu. He's like, dude, it's like wrestling for old fat guys. I was like, sweet, I'm in. And he's like, there's a tournament this Friday. You should come to it. So I go to this tournament the night before, like literally went to a wrestling room I had access to. One of my buddies who I talked into going to the tournament with me, he watched a couple YouTube videos about how to like wrestle or fight jiu-jitsu. And he tried to teach me a couple things. Next day we showed up and we were now jiu-jitsu fighters, right? So show up this tournament and I go out there and I put my little gi on, you know, and I don't know what I'm doing. And all I know they taught me is like, hey, if you just take it out like wrestling and if you put your knee on their belly, you get 4 points. And I was like, 4 points? That's so easy. So I just go out there and I boom, double A the guy, slam him on the ground, put my knee on his belly and get 4 points. I'm like, this is amazing. And then I let him go, do it again. And I do it 3 or 4 times. I'm just destroying this guy. And all of a sudden he reaches up to my gi, grabs my little collar and he crosses it across my neck. And I don't know what's happening. All I know is that, the blood to my brain stops going to my brain, and this dark circle from the outside, if anyone's ever been choked out, you've seen this before, like, it's like the circle from the outside starts coming in, and it's getting small, like, the world around you is getting smaller, smaller, till like, all of a sudden, it's like, this dark circle is, like, collapsing, and, like, everything's about to go out, and then I look up, and I see my coach, my buddy, like tapping his hand, like, tap, you idiot, and I'm like, oh, so I tap my hand, the guy lets go of my thing, and blood comes back to my brain, the, you know, the little circle expands again, I can see the world, and I was like, whoa, that was horrible, right, so I go to my next match, same thing happens, take the guy down, boom, knee on my belly, 4 points, take him down, boom, knee on belly, take him down, whoop, reaches up, grabs my thing, and somehow chokes me out. I'm like, this sport sucks. Like, I hate this, right? And then after that, so I did two matches in no gi, and then I went or to gi, and then I did two matches in no gi, which is like basically shorts and a t-shirt, right? So I did that, and that I did a little bit better because there's no collar for people to choke me out on. Same thing though, I come out and beating the guys, and then for those who know jiu-jitsu, twice I took the guy down, got overextended. I didn't know about posture, so I broke posture. Guy puts me in triangle lock, chokes me out twice. So I got choked out 4 times in 1 week, in 1 day. You know, from never have doing jiu-jitsu. And I still remember, like all the people that I wrestled, that I did jiu-jitsu with, like, they were all so weak. They were soft. They're all white belts. Like, they're so easy to pick up and slam down and, like, all the stuff. But they just had the ability to reach up and choke me out because I didn't know what I was doing, right? And I remember that day being, like, actually, there's this trainer came over to me, or one of the coaches came over. He's like, He's like, "Are you a wrestler?" I'm like, "Yeah." "How can you tell?" He's like, "Oh, triangle locks are kryptonite for wrestlers. You guys all break posture." I'm like, "Okay." So I get all mad. I'm like, "All right, I got to learn jiu-jitsu," because I assumed that, you know, anyone, you know, not everybody, but for the most part, if I met someone on the street, I could just beat them all up, right? And all of a sudden, I realized that, like, these little wussy white belts were choking me out. And I was like, "I don't know what I don't know, and I do not like this feeling. So I have to learn how to not get choked out." So I did what Russell Brunson does, and I did not go to a class. I found out who's the best person in Boise, called them up, said, "Can I do privates with you?" And then twice a week, for the next 2 years, I went into private lessons with this guy, and ended up going to 3 or 4 more tournaments. After I learned how to not get choked out, it got really easy to beat everybody, basically white belt level and blue belt level, and it was really fun. Did it for 2 years, and then I just kind of, you know, ClickFunnels became ClickFunnels, and my free time shrunk, so I haven't done it in a while, but really enjoyed it. So the guy who was my trainer, he's awesome, and after doing jiu-jitsu stuff for a while, he ended up getting some other job. I don't know what it was, but I had a sense, like, when I talked to him every once in a while, that he didn't love it, but he was doing it, and whatever, right? So this last week, I see him posting on Facebook that he's opening a new restaurant, this new, like, I'm not sure exactly what it is. I'm going to go when I get back from Atlanta, but it's like a juice place or something, and it's all healthy stuff, and he's a vegetarian, I know, so it's like, it's all these, anyway, I'm pumped, I'm excited to go check it out, right? And I text him, like, "Dude, did you just open a restaurant?" And he texted me back, he said, "Yeah, man." He's like, "I didn't like where I was at, and since I'm not a tree, I left." That was his response. And I was like, at first I started laughing, and then I started thinking how profound that was and how most people do not look at it that way. Okay, so what he said, "Yeah, I didn't like where I was at. I didn't like his existing circumstances. He's like, I'm not a tree, so I'm not rooted in where I'm stuck, and so I got up and I left," right? And I started thinking about me and you and all of us, and it's like, how many times are we not happy in our circumstances? And instead, we think we're a tree, and we're like, "Well, this is the hand I was dealt. This is the whatever, right? This is where I am right now." And we're frustrated, right? But like that's kind of what we do. And I think the lesson here for all of us is to say, look, we're not a tree. So if you're not happy, get up and leave. If you're not happy with your job, get up and leave. If you're not happy with your business, get up and leave. If you're not happy with your customers, like, change it, right? I know we know this thing. It's funny because I remember, man, the very first time, if you've read the Dotcom Secrets book, I tell this story at the very beginning of the Dotcom Secrets book where I woke up one day and I was like, I realized that I hated my business. I hated the customers I was serving, and I was like, I wish I had a boss that would fire me. And about that time, I remember seeing a video. It was like New Year's time, and Tony Robbins and his wife Sage put out a video. I believe they were in Fiji at the time, and they said, you know, it's New Year's, and obviously we can all change anytime we want, but you know, for some reason we give ourselves permission during the New Year to change. So it's like, you know, I want to give you guys permission. If you're not happy in a relationship, then change. If you're not happy in business, then change. Not happy, name 5 or 6 things. Not happy with your weight, change. Not happy with your whatever, change. And I remember thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, I could just change. And it was this thing, like, you know, and I don't know, we get in our heads so much, like, this is the reality, this is what we have to be doing. It's like, no, you don't actually have to. Like, you could just change, you know? And like my friend Jason said, like, I'm not a tree, so I got up and I left, right? If you're not a tree, you have the ability to change. You can get up and you can change your circumstances. And so right now, just in the season of, I know the last, 10 months of 2020 has been hard for everybody. The elections have been hard for everybody. All these things have been hard for everybody. I think that the biggest thing I would say is, like, right now, for looking at yourself personally, looking at your family, looking at the people you have stewardship over, and saying, look, if I don't like this, I can change. And then give yourself the ability to do it. Just like my buddy Jason, like, I wasn't happy, and I'm not a tree, so I got up and I left. Like, that's it. You guys can do the same thing as well. Change is possible. You just got to be willing to do it. So remember that, you guys. You're not a tree. You're not have roots going 20 feet down. You can get up and you can leave. And so that's what you should do. With that said, I appreciate you guys all. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot on your phones or wherever you're listening and tag me. Post on Facebook or Insta and tag me on it. I love seeing those. I love seeing your big takeaways, your ahas. I appreciate it. Thanks guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions, and right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing,
pull your phone out and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.